Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The man everyone whispers about like he's some kind of myth? Was he a hero or a monster?
He was what the world made him. They broke a man and were shocked when something else stood in his place. He gave everything, his love, his loyalty, his soul. And they turned it into a weapon. So he became one, not to destroy the world, but to survive it. He didn't ask to be a monster. He became the one they deserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of A Stogie for the Road. I am your host, Stogie. Oh, guys, you know, coming with these new episodes, you are going to be seeing a lot of new authentic changes. I want to come and present this podcast to you guys from the, like I said, the most authentic part of me. I had to really, really hinder my content for a long time. And I can't do it anymore. I'm not going to stop what I do. I'll never stop what I do. But to muzzle yourself because fear of the fear that you have of judgment that lives deep down inside of you, it makes it difficult, but the only thing harder than that is not doing what you're meant to do. It's been a really challenging year and a half, well, over 2 years now, with all the changes that have gone on in my career, in my family, my personal life, and so on. And I just kind of realized changes aren't going to happen or aren't going to stop happening anytime soon. The changes weren't what was eating me alive from the inside out. The changes were just a product of life. The thing that was eating me up inside was not fulfilling what I feel deep down inside is my purpose in this life. And that's to take the story that I've lived and pass it on so it means something, so it could serve a purpose. It's my inner monologue that tells me if I don't, it was all for nothing. I turned 49 years old today. There was no pomp and circumstance. There was no gathering of friends and family. I'm in an area where, even though I have people in my life, feel pretty alone. And what gnaws at me is it's been such a significant part of my life. That's where I feel comfort. Nobody can hurt you there if you're alone. Isolate, get away from everybody. Don't talk to friends, because most people that say they're your friend, they're not. You'll have people that'll say, brother, I got you. I got your back. And then when the time comes, they don't. That's happened more in my life than I'll ever be able to count. And I'm fine with that. And I think a large part of that is the hand that life has dealt me. It's built a monster inside of me. That monster from when I was younger and my parents beat me relentlessly. I remember my father standing over me with a belt saying, tell me the truth. The truth will set you free. And I told him the truth and he beat me worse. Just to find out it a year and a half ago that my own mother never told the truth. Never ever told my father that I biologically wasn't his. I lived in a world dictated by two mentally unwell people. They couldn't tell the truth if their life depended on it, but demanded it out of me with physical violence. I remember missing school because I remember how they felt. I remember how they felt on my face. The belt marks, or the switch from the tree, the marks on my face, they were hot to the touch. And they were raised. I could feel the thickness of the branch, the width of the belt. It was so fucking weird. I remember getting excited about them because I knew since I had marks on my face, I didn't have to go to school. What a fucked up way to grow up. Then you get older and you start realizing that, or thinking that that's normal. I was so thankful for football because it was legalized violence, acceptable violence, violence that the crowds cheered for. I could beat on people. I used to get in fights all the time. My father paid more dental bills for other people than he ever did for me. And he beat the fuck out of me for it, so I made him worth my while. I saw a video today. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It was Mike Tyson. He said, I know the art of fighting. I know the art of war. I don't want that person to come out, because if he comes out, hell is coming with him. People share that clip like it's some tough guy flex, like it's a warning to people to not fuck with him. Me personally, I'm going to tell you that wasn't a flex. That was a warning. And if you're a man who's lived through shit, and I mean real shit, you felt that in your bones, that monster, that every once in a while you've got to call up from the basement that you keep him locked in and parade him around for the world to see, just to let people know that you don't want them to hurt you anymore. I felt that comment from Mike. Today I'm diving deep into the monster that I used to be, the one I trained for years, the one the world created in me, the one I thought protected me, and the one I spent this last chapter of my life trying to keep buried. If you're listening to this right now, I got a feeling you know exactly what I'm talking about. Let's talk about them, yours and mine, and why the most dangerous thing we'll ever face is the man we used to be. Think about what he said. I don't want that person to come out, because if he comes out, hell is coming with him. Listen to me. Please, please listen to me. For all of us men out there that has that monster that lives inside of us, it wasn't a threat. That's grief. That's trauma. That's a man terrified of his own chaotic power, because he knows exactly where that power came from, and it wasn't good. That clip went viral because every real man with a past felt it. We all have a version of that person, a darkness we built, a part of us we don't brag about, a part of us we're embarrassed we ever had to be. Some men hide him. Some men worship him. Some men pretend they never had a monster at all. They fucking lie about it. Me? I trained mine. I lived with mine. I depended on mine. I fucking survived because of mine. But he cost me everything. I wasn't raised for peace. I wasn't raised for calm. I wasn't raised with a healthy blueprint for a good life. I learned.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Survival. I learned hypervigilance. I learned to see danger in every person I met, because danger was every person I met. So I built a version of myself that could withstand pain, humiliation. And oh, do I struggle with humiliation. Godforsaken betrayal, and that all too familiar abandonment. I built a man who didn't want to cry, didn't want to break, and for damn sure didn't want to ask for help. I built a man who fought every battle alone because he didn't trust anyone enough to hand them a weapon. And yeah, that version of me kept me alive. Through everything. I'll make no bones about it. I won't deny it. But he wasn't built for a future. He was built for war. And when a man, when we try to live a normal life like that, you destroy everything. The relationships, I broke them. Every bridge, I torched it. It was like there was some inner driver saying, nah, you need to burn this shit down because there's a whole lot of shoes above your head ready to drop. The distrust, oh God. I'm your friend. No, you aren't. I love you. The fuck you do. I've got your back. Yeah, so you can shove a fucking knife in it. The abandonment wounds. You'll leave. Any girl I've ever met, they would say, you're amazing. I love you, you're amazing. I say, yeah, you think I'm amazing. Until you don't. You'll think I'm amazing until I'm not. You literally wind up hurting people you really didn't mean to hurt. And then you go on your apology tour. Like it was somebody else who did it that you're like the spokesperson for. And the fucking chaos that you tolerated because you don't think you deserve peace. My marriage to the mother of my children was 20 years of chaos. 20 years of chaos that never ended. It always was right around the corner, and it drove me insane, but I chose to stay, because I thought that was my lot in life, I thought that's what I deserved, I thought that was the caliber of life that was meant for me. Why do we men build monsters? Let's break this down psychologically. Men don't become monsters because they want to. Men become monsters because life forces them to choose between becoming hard and ruthless or not surviving at all. When you grow up with chaos, and boy did I ever, you become chaos. When you grow up with violence, you become violence. When you grow up with betrayal, you expect it. The monster, he isn't evil. He's a shield. He's the version of you that stepped up when nobody else did. He's the version of you that learned to fight when everyone else ran. He's the version of you that said no fucking more. And fought his way through hell for you. But that shield, it turns into cages if you don't put them down. What did it take from me? It took my peace. As I sit here and stare at this wall, I don't think I ever knew a time in my life that was peaceful. Fuck, I really don't think I do. Because if it was, I created it to be a nightmare. Because that's the world I lived in. Took my sleep. I never sleep. If I get 5 hours, I am overjoyed. I'm getting 5 to 7 now, but for decades, I never got more than maybe 4, 3 or 4. It takes away your ability to trust. You know, almost mathematically, everybody you come into contact with will fuck you over. It takes your ability to love. You don't even love yourself. And you spend so much time with yourself. You look at the people that say they love you like they're naive. Like little toddlers that just don't know any better. It takes your relationships, every friendship you burn down. Your sense of worth. You want greatness, but you know it's not meant for you in this lifetime. Even your career. Opportunities. And definitely your reputation. I look back now and realize that that monster I built didn't protect me. He isolated me. Hence why I'm spending this birthday alone. He kept me from receiving love because he only knew how to fight. He kept me from peace because he only knew chaos. He kept me on guard, even around the people who loved me. And the sick, twisted part of it, I had no clue on how to shut him off. I didn't know how to live without him. I didn't know who I was without the darkness running the show. That version of me is not dead. He's still there. He's just contained. And on this birthday of mine, I vow with every fiber of my being, he'll stay that way. A day came when I realized if I didn't change, I was going to lose everything I still cared for. A career, my future I so desperately want to make bright and successful. The very few relationships I have left. My fucking sanity. And my life. The monster was winning battles I didn't want to fight anymore. And that's the moment every man eventually hits. That has this affliction. It's the moment he realizes the person who once saved him is now the one ripping the flesh from his bones, bleeding him out and leaving him for dead, just flat out destroying him. That moment changes everything. That's where real men are forged, in that agony, humility, and accountability, and admitting that if that man comes out again, I'm the one bringing hell this time, and I refuse to keep doing that. I didn't just kill the monster. I developed the ability to learn from him. Because of... It's hard to say. Because a weak man pretending to be peaceful is truly dangerous to everyone. But a strong man who chooses peace, that's somebody who can change the world. I became dangerous in a different way recently. I've committed to become dangerous with discipline of myself, my mind, my mental addictions. I'm committed to becoming dangerous with purpose, dangerous with restraint, dangerous with boundaries that I struggle with mightily. Committed to becoming dangerous with clarity and dangerous with my identity. That's the message to every one of you that's listening right now. Your past version isn't your curse. That monster is your teacher. He's the one who handed you your strength. You're just refusing not to let him, I don't know, drive the car anymore.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're listening to this and you feel that old version of yourself breathing behind your shoulder, you're not alone. Every single man that knows that darkness, every man has trained a monster. You know who you are. Guys, the difference between the men who destroy their lives and the men who rebuild them is simple. One keeps feeding the monster. The other one learns how to control him. I challenge you all today to do what I did and that I do every day. Take responsibility for your strength. Own your past without living in it. And build a future where that power isn't a weapon, it's a tool. This world does not need any more angry men. The world needs dangerous men. Men like you and me, who have mastered themselves, have mastered the ability to have the potential for mayhem, but choose peace, because that gives the women in your life the peace of mind of knowing, if I need him when it really, really matters, it's not even a question. He's there. He's there if he gets a text in the middle of the night that someone got hurt at the restaurant you were at. And while you're dealing with it, you turn around and your man is standing there. And you didn't even know he's coming. He's ready. He runs to you before he even knows what's going on, because just in case if something's wrong, milliseconds matter. He's the man that finds out if your crazy ex-husband has finally snapped. He will burn this world down to get to you. He's the man that, when your child is struggling with mental illness, he'll hold that space to not sledgehammer his way into fixing it, because he knows he can. He'll bite down and humble himself enough to let medical professionals do what they do best, because he knows that's what she needs. That's the life we live. Stand at the ready. And when it's time to let that fucker off the leash, you let him eat. But until then, you hold the line. Let's go deeper into this. You know, this monster isn't born out of nowhere. We know it. Every man knows it. Every man listening right now has a moment, a memory, a wound that built him. Maybe it's your childhood home, like mine. Maybe it was your father leaving. Maybe it was your mother's suicide. Maybe it was the betrayal of somebody that snapped something inside of you with a loud crack that made your ears fucking ring. Maybe it was the moment someone showed you love could be used against you. Yeah, we all know that one. I thought you loved me. I broke myself open in front of you. And when you're mad, when you're hurt, you use it as a tool to eviscerate me. See, for me, that monster didn't start with rage. It started with fear. As a little boy, every ounce of my life was leg shaking, short, shallow breaths of fear. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of being abandoned. Fear of being replaced. Fear of being betrayed. And fear of being seen as weak so everybody can point their finger and laugh. Fear of being the butt of a joke. Fear of people laughing about you when you're not even there. I can't tell you how many times I walked into a classroom and saw people laughing and then all stop and look at me. The thing about fear is when you swallow enough of it, it turns into white, hot rage. Turns into anger. And anger, that is where monsters thrive. We don't like to admit it. I hate to admit it. We want to say we were just born tough and born hard and born ready for war. No, we became that way because someone hurt us long before we ever knew how to fight back. Some of you guys know that. How many of you were just little tykes? Knees bent, cowering in a corner. Little tiny hands up in front of your face. Shaking and trembling in fear. Please, Mom. Please, Dad, stop. I won't do it again. I promise. And that's why the monster inside of us is so fucking powerful. I'm a hard motherfucker. And I'm scared to death of the monster that lives inside of me. I know how he was created. He was created to protect a little innocent boy that didn't have anybody to protect him. Here's when it gets real. Because once you built that version of yourself, he doesn't know how to turn off. He doesn't know the difference between real anger and perceived danger. He doesn't know the difference between someone who loves you and someone who's just imperfect. He doesn't know the difference between conflict and fucking disrespect. He doesn't know the difference between a conversation and an attack. The monster's only job is to hit first and ask questions later. And because he kept you alive once, you trust him blindly. It isn't even a judgment call. That motherfucker's got my back. We got this. This is what I was built for. This is where I thrive. In war. You let him speak for you. You let him fight for you. You let him end relationships for you. You let him destroy bridges you actually needed. And the sick part? He doesn't give a fuck about the aftermath. But yet you follow him anyway. He leaves you sitting alone in the rubble while he goes back to sleep in his cage, saying, "It's okay, you're safe now. I don't hold it against my monster. He thinks he's saving me. But he's killing my future. This is the hard part. You know what the world does to a strong man? It punishes him for being angry, but never asks who taught them to be angry. Society fears a strong man who's been wounded. I've heard it a million times. You scare me. Your temper scares me. Because a wounded strong man doesn't explode. He implodes. He destroys himself quietly. He collapses silently. And he bleeds out emotionally without a peep. You're never going to see it. You guys know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of men listening right now that know exactly what I'm talking about. You go quiet. You push people away.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You isolate. You stop believing anybody can be trusted. And then the monster becomes your only friend, your only protector, and man, your only truth. And that's what we like to call a prison. You're not being protected. You're being cut off. Not because you're broken. Not because you're evil, not because you never learned another way to survive. There comes a moment, and every man kind of has one, you know. That moment when you see the monster clearly for the first time. I remember mine. It wasn't a punch, it wasn't a fight, it wasn't a screaming match or any other bullshit, it was just silence. Me sitting alone in my semi when I was a over-the-road truck driver and realizing I was living in the consequences of the choice that he made for me. Not me, the monster. I realized I wasn't being attacked. It became abundantly clear I was attacking myself. Realizing my life wasn't falling apart, I was tearing it apart with my own hands. You see, when you operate from that wounded, angry, hypervigilant place, you misread everything. Like I said before, the conversation feels like disrespect. You fucking question me? Yeah, that's a threat. And a boundary that feels like abandonment when she hangs up on you. She kicks you out. She doesn't take your calls. Good old abandonment. And suddenly you're just defending yourself against all the enemies that don't really even exist. That's the moment, and that's the terrifying clarity. Because you realize the monster wasn't protecting you anymore. He was destroying the man you were supposed to become. Men love to talk about fighting the world and fighting enemies and fighting challenges and fighting obstacles. Real macho shit, right? But the real fight, and I mean the fucking real fight. Let's get fucking honest here. It's mastering yourself. Fighting your addictions. Saying, no, that's bad for me. This is self-harm and I ain't doing it. Learning when to shut the fuck up. Learning when to walk away and learning when it's just not worth it. Learning when your trauma that's inside you is talking instead of your logic. You want to know what the most dangerous man alive is? It's not the biggest tough guy. It's not the strong guy with the huge arms and shit. It's not the dude who's ready to throw hands at every fucking bar. It's the man who knows exactly how violent he can be, and that's what scares him the most. That man knows exactly how violent he can be, and he chooses not to. Mike Tyson wasn't saying he was soft. He was saying that he was aware. He knows where the darkness comes from now. It's taken his lifetime to figure it out. He knows the cost of unleashing it. Man, that is maturity. That's, what's the word? That's evolution. That's some man shit. That's real manhood. Man who grasps the reins of his own self and masters himself, stops being a danger to others and becomes a protector of everything he loves. It's a dangerous motherfucker. How does this apply to you guys today? This world is full of weak men acting like they're tough. Good old-fashioned social media tough guys, the keyboard warriors, men who bark so loud because they're so terrified someone will see how broken they are inside. But the men listening to this, they're not weak. They're tired. They're wounded. They're carrying decades of responsibility with no outlet. They're fighting the war inside their own head every single damn day. And you need to hear this. You're not wrong for being angry. You're not wrong for being guarded. You're not wrong for having a dark side that was thrust upon you and you had no fucking say in it. What matters is what you do with it now. You can let that old version of you run wild. You can learn to master him. One path destroys everything. The other path builds a legacy. I'm going to end with this. The monster inside you isn't the enemy. He's part of you. He's just not the part that leads anymore. He was built by the pain you survived. He was shaped by the battles you never should have had to fucking fight. But now, guys, please hear me. It's your turn. You're the man steering the ship. You're the one writing the next chapter. You're the one deciding what version of you shows up today. Please hear me clearly. A man who has conquered himself cannot be defeated by anybody else. That's a fact. Learn to master your monster. Master your fear. Master your rage. Master the man you used to be. And watch the world start to move right out of your way. This is your time now. This is my time now. 49. 49 years old. In pain, adversity, tragedy, things not going my way. Has a perfect attendance in my life. My reactions in my life have yielded me only pain and suffering and loss and humiliation. Today is day one of my 49th year. And I'm committed to having perfect attendance for the rest of my life, to self-mastery, self-respect, dignity, and knowing at the end of the day, I did it right. And in that, I'll finally be able to sleep. I'll finally get rest. I can't tell you how many times I've been woken up in the middle of the night. Because I'm screaming myself awake, or I'm screaming in my sleep. You ever do that? You ever scare the person you love in the middle of the night from your screams? I do. I don't want to do that anymore. Guys, I hope this finds you well. Thank you for joining me again on another podcast. Stay with me. I have a feeling that things are about to get better. I'll see you next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.